Today, the Miami Herald dismissed three journalists after it discovered they were being paid by the U.S. government for anti-Cuban government stories. A total of 10 journalists received tens of thousands of dollars in recent years. NPR's Duwali Saikautau reports.
All the journalists involved write regularly about Cuba and are well-known in South Florida. The best-known is columnist Pablo Alfonso, who wrote for El Nuevo Herald, a Spanish-language newspaper produced by the Miami Herald. Since 2001, he received nearly $175,000 to host shows on Radio Martí and TV Martí, both broadcast or run by the U.S. Office of Cuba Broadcasting, which promotes democracy and freedom inside Cuba.
¿Qué tal, mis amigos de Radio Martí?
The broadcasts are not permitted to air in the U.S. because of anti-propaganda laws. Alfonso is one of three reporters fired by the Miami Herald. Robert Beatty is general counsel and vice president of public affairs for the newspaper.
The Miami Herald and El Nuevo Herald take great pride in providing a quality product for our readers. These standards are attainable, however, only if our readers trust that the information that they receive in our pages is accurate, and that our reporters have integrity.
Beatty says the paper found no instance in which reporters disclosed they had received payments from the U.S. government. Another of the 10 journalists involved is Helen Aguirre Fer. She is opinion page editor of Diario Las Americas. She said she didn't see a conflict of interest. Today's development is the latest in a series involving journalists found to have taken money from the U.S. government to advocate a particular point of view or opinion. A number of media watchers have compared this case to that of conservative commentator Armstrong Williams, who in 2005 was found to have paid $240,000 to support the White House position on health issues in his work. Yvonne Roman is the executive director of the National Hispanic American Journalists Association. He says the money paid to the 10 journalists is very sad.
Any situation like this calls into question somebody's journalist fairness when they're doing stories. And this is not something that we can condone and that we can support. This is something that definitely is a black eye for journalism.
Sam Torelli agrees. He's a professor at the University of Miami School of Communications and a longtime media lawyer who worked for the Miami Herald in the 1980s. Torelli says these reporters made a big mistake, but they are not the only ones responsible.
And one of the real problems in this is that we shouldn't give government a pass either. I mean, our agencies ought to know better than to do this because it plays right into the hands of people like Fidel Castro and others who are always accusing the American media of being in the back pocket of the American government.
Torelli says the good news is that the information came to light, the press reported it, and the government did not suppress it. Duwali Saikautau, NPR News, Washington.